Welcome back to another episode of the Casey Campbell Podcast. Casey Campbell here, of course, and we're pleased to be joined by Dalton Kellett, the driver of the number 4 Chevrolet for AJ Foyt Racing in the NTT Data IndyCar Series. Dalton, how are you, bud?
Good, Casey. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's a nice, sunny, warm day in Indy here. First time we can say that for a while, so it's all good.
So, you know, I know you ran part-time for the Foyt team last year, but this year was full-time. A lot of people were wondering what was going to happen with the Foyt team this year. Were you surprised that was this the original plan that you were going to get a full-time ride this year with the team?
You know, we didn't go into last season sort of with the intention of doing it, or not with the intention of, but with last year's deal on the 14 car and the 41 car was that was the entire deal. But throughout the last season, we were in talks pretty early with Larry and the Foyt team to be back full time next year. So it wasn't really a surprise for me to when we made the announcement. You know, that was kind of what we had been talking about working towards for most of the year. But we just really hadn't kind of put it out there. So I think that's was part of why there was a lot of that speculation as to what's going on, right?
Yeah. So now that you are running full time in IndyCar, I know that, you know, so I mean you've ran in Indy Lights, you've kind of climbed your way up the ladder. What's it been like to now know that you're going to be running a full-time season with this team?
It's great. You know, I think having that full-time deal is, you know, it really solidifies the whole program, right? It was great last year having, you know, Tony and Seb, having those really experienced teammates to learn from, but it's more helpful if they're your teammates as opposed to jumping in and out of the same car, right? And that's more from the operations side, like for the team, just it makes everything a lot smoother when you have one guy per car. But for me personally, you know, it's way more track time, more testing, and it just, you know, it kind of solidifies the whole thing. So I'm really excited for the year.
So, you know, I know that the season was, you know, supposed to start sometime this month, but of course, St. Pete got moved back a little bit because, you know, maybe they want to have more fans, which it looks like.
We're hoping to see you guys out there. Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, of course, Barber's going first this year down in Alabama. So going to Barber, which is an interesting track as it is, you know, road course, what's it like going to Barber? And I think you've ran that course before.
Yep.
In Indy Lights, so
the best way I can describe it is it's a roller coaster, you know, the lots of elevation change, really smooth fast track. So it's, you know, it's almost the opposite of St. Pete, right? St. Pete's short and intense and bumpy, and you know, Barber is, while it's still very intense, it's really smooth, really fast, and obviously a dedicated road course. So the car setups are different, the driving kind of style is a bit different, the way you kind of attack the corners and approach the, you know, the lap is different. But personally, it's one of my favorite tracks to drive. I kind of put it in a similar category as Laguna Seca, where it's, you know, one of those really flowing short, fast, intense tracks, but it can be hard to pass. So you know qualifying is going to be super important there.
So, you know, when you look at these street courses, that a lot of tracks that you haven't been to, you haven't been to Long Beach, you haven't been to Detroit, you've been to Toronto.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's the kind of explain for people that don't know the differences between road course and street courses?
So a road course, when we typically say a road course, that's, you know, your permanent racetrack. That's, you know, it's paved, it exists full time. It's a dedicated facility. Whereas a street circuit, a street course is literally we're racing on roads that have been temporarily blocked off for the race event. And basically it goes from, you know, the road that you would drive your car on, and they basically just put concrete blocks with catch fencing to line the road to kind of mark out the racetrack. And, you know, the big difference in terms of the tracks themselves is that, you know, a dedicated racetrack, except somewhere like Sebring, which is known for being super bumpy, most dedicated tracks are relatively smooth, relatively consistent pavement that you're driving on, whereas a street circuit, I mean, you drive down any street in any city in North America, and you'll see asphalt pavement, curbs, bumps, crowns in the roads, cracks, patches. And that's where the real challenge is that you have to, you know, especially like somewhere like Toronto, where you have patches at the apexes of a lot of corners, you're setting up your car to kind of deal with that, and also changing your driving style because you're dealing with different grip levels throughout the corner. So it really makes it challenging, but it's super fun. I've always loved street circuits.
So since I'm from the Michigan area, and that's where I'm currently based, Detroit is coming up this year. Of course, it's one of the very few, one of two doubleheaders. Of course, for a while, it's only been the doubleheader. Of course, they also won at Texas as well. But going to Detroit, you know, I don't know how much you know about Belle Isle, but what's it going to be like to, you know, to go there and run there? And because a lot of drivers love that place.
Yeah, I've never raced there. I had the opportunity a few years back when I was in, might have been my first year in lights, so would have been like 2017 or something like that, maybe 2016. I had the chance to actually go and do the, I was driving the pace cars with the IndyCar two-seater experience, but at the time it was the Chevy Impala pace car that me and a few other of the junior guys were driving, like doing the ride along. So I've been around the track, or 80% of the track, because you kind of pit out and pit in. You never really do a full lap doing that. So I've never gone through the last couple corners, but never driven there in an open wheel car, and never raced there. So I'll approach it like you'd approach any other track you've never been to, where, you know, you're gonna look at onboard video beforehand, get the lay of the land. I've got my simulator right beside me here, my little home sim set up. So I'll be hopping on the sim camera, you know, to get some experience with that. And with the VR, you can get a really good feel of what the track actually looks like. You know, iRacing does a great job modeling those places. So I'll know, you know, the general lay of the land, but obviously it'll be, you know, just trying to learn as much as I can as quick as I can when I get to the race weekend.
Yeah. So what kind of, like, what track are you most looking forward to when we get to the season? Is it the ovals, the road courses, the street courses? Do you have anyone in particular?
I mean, Indy, you know, I'm super excited to get back for Indy. And, you know, last year, the race didn't go the way that we wanted, but I think our pace qualifying and where the team was at, we were all pretty happy. So looking forward to kind of build on that and move a bit further up the grid. And that's just an amazing event that whole month. From the road course side, actually, I'm really looking forward to Barber. I love racing there, so I think it'll be unique that we're starting the season there. And provided everything goes off as planned, my hometown race, the Toronto Indy, that's a big one for us. And I'm, you know, fingers crossed that we'll be going there, and looking forward to that one for sure.
Sure. Of course, you've driven. Let's get into Toronto a little bit, but of course, you've driven there before.
Yep.
When you were in Indy Lights, and obviously in the past as well. But, you know, going to Toronto, what is that race weekend like, you know, for you?
It's super,
from Canada.
Yeah, it's super busy. You know, it's the one where I probably get the most media attention. You know, doing like morning TV and radio and all that. And, you know, it's a great story for the local media, kind of a, you know, local drivers. You know, have myself and Hinchcliffe there, so, you know, they definitely like to catch up on us and hear what's going on when we make that stop. And it is, you know, from a personal side, it's great because all my friends and family are mostly in the area. But it is kind of funny, it's, you know, like people want to hang out, but you're like, well, I've got stuff to do on the weekend, so a little busy. But yeah, it's great to go back home and experience that. It's, you know, I don't know if you've ever been, but Toronto's an awesome city. It's got a great, you know, very, very multicultural. So you get lots of, like, food, you know, great food and all that, and lots to do in the city. So really looking forward to being back there.
So, you know, this is a season where, you know, you didn't get a lot of practice last year. You didn't get a lot of practice time. You didn't get to do the things that you wanted to do. But this year for the Foyt team, do you feel like you guys have really improved as a team overall? Because, you know, it's quite obvious, we, you know, the struggles that you guys have had the last few years. Do you think that what's it going to be like this year heading into 2021 for the Foyt team?
Yeah. So I think the first part of that, I think I am, you know, I think myself and everyone, we're pretty enthusiastic and energized with what's going on. Everything from bringing Seb on to, you know, me being full-time on the four car. And, you know, we've got some great experienced guys that have come on the engineering side. So the whole organization, I think, is really, you know, it's just everything's clicking really well. So I think we'll be better from a technical standpoint. I think with, you know, some tracks I'm coming back to, and then just with more seat time, I'll be better. I'm you know, in our off-season test, and I felt a lot more on top of the car and kind of ready to go. So I think everything is going to be just, you know, a little bit better. And I think that's kind of how you make progress in this sport. You know, it's not like, well, there's not one key, you know, secret bearing or secret damper or whatever. It's like everything has to be 10% better consistently. And I think that's how we're approaching it. And it's been paying off so far in testing.
Yeah. More test sessions. What's your schedule like before when we get to Barber in April? You guys have
we just came from Barber. We were testing there last week for a day on it was supposed to be Monday, but it was weather, so we moved it to Tuesday. And we're going to Texas later in March. We've got a couple simulator days coming up. The DIL with Chevy. So I don't know if you talked about it before, but Chevy and Honda each kind of have their own simulator program. So Chevy one's down in Charlotte. The Honda one's over in Brownsburg, in Indiana, close to Indy. So we're heading down to Charlotte for some sim testing. Team's got lots of technical work. They're catching up on and getting everything ready. So we're all keeping busy. And then I think we're testing at Indy before Barber, actually, on the oval. They're doing an open test sometime in April, second week, I think.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Greatly appreciate it, and good luck to you this season, and good luck at Barber.
Thanks, Casey. Thanks for having me on. And we'll have to catch up again sometime.